Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again, it's a tradition, on Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, in a business park. That's O'Hare adjacent, because we're at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. Oh boy, I'm so excited for this. Always have a good time out here at Zany's in Rosemont. It's Sunday, like I said, May 5th, 2019. And not only is it 420-ish. You know, I was busy at 420. It's also name tag time. Let me see him. Let me see him. Oh, goodness. Anthony, man. I like that very much. Good job, Anthony. There's Austin Translation. He was on this stage yesterday playing Last Man Standing. Jeff Becomes Her. Have I seen that before, Jeff?
Nope.
Feels like I have. but good job, dude. That's a good one. Daddy Day Garen?
Karen?
Oh, I get it. Daddy, Day Karen. But you spell Karen C-E-R-I-N? No.
I'm Aaron.
Oh, you're Aaron. Daddy, Dake, Aaron. See, I just have to say it that way. We got Alex in the city. What's this one right up front?
Captain Emilio.
It's Captain Emilio instead of Captain Marvel. And you covered up Marvel with tape,
yeah,
that you wrote Emilio on. And I got a couple of three wiseacres, wisecrackers, that are going to come out here, and I bet you that gets picked. I bet you your shit name tag is going to get chosen. Steve-el Dead, I like that. All right, what's taped to that one? What's that all on there? Yeah, what's that?
Pez.
Oh, shit. I fucking love Pez. It's nothing tastes better than candy from a neck. Well, there's like lots of great ones. Thank you guys for making all that effort. It's always a good name tag turnout out here. I don't know where you guys are coming from, the suburbs or Chicago proper, but thank you for... Doug plugs, speaking of Chicago proper, I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago tomorrow night doing stand-up, and we will play some Last Man Stanton at the end if you want to give it a go. But it's tough up here, isn't it, Austin?
Real tough.
Yeah. Yeah, these fucking bright lights. I mean, it's hard enough to remember your jokes, but then to remember Robert Downey Jr. movies from before we even knew who he was. Anyway, so yeah, that's tomorrow night. And then Tuesday night, I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies for the first time ever at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky. That should be pretty fun. They're coming off of all the excitement of the Derby. What a controversial race that was. I have no idea what happened there. So much fake news. The winner didn't win, everybody. Okay. When's that going to happen to Tom Brady? When's he going to beat the wrong horse? If you're in L.A., come to Malton Fest on Friday for a Doug Loves Movies plus a screening of the overlooked gem Sing Street. And next Sunday, May 12th, I'll be celebrating Mom's Day like I do every year with a 420 show at Comedy Works in downtown Denver, home of people who smoke weed and don't hang out with their moms. It's a perfect fit. For all of my dates and deeds, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on!
I like all that freestyle at the end. I thought Wallet was going to take off, but I guess it isn't. Let's see. What else do I have to go over here real quick? From the corrections department, on the last episode from L.A., I gave the win to Dana Gould when it should have gone to Adam Ray, but it's my show, so all decisions by me are final. Not necessarily smart, but final. I'd like to do some dugouts. I'd like to do a dugout to a friend of mine who came by. He's been on the show a bunch of times, and you know, as you could see, I've only got room for so many guests, but I was excited to hear he's in town, my friend David Huntsberger. So a dugout to him, and we'll have him back on the show sometime soon. A dugout to everyone who donated money to yesterday's Podcast-a-thon. To raise money for Smile Train. I guess they raised more than they ever have before. And my two auctions for a guest spot on Getting Doug with High and Doug Loves Movies each went for a pretty nice chunk of change. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. Yeah. And my last dugout is to our friend Eddie the Eagle, the mascot of the American Comedy Company in San Diego, and who I will be seeing soon because this summer, of course, I'll be down there during Comic-Con for Doug Loves Movies on July 17th. But I just want to say hi to him real quick. We've got him patched in today to speak to us. Eddie, can you hear me?
Caw-caw! Happy birthday!
Wait a second, whose birthday is it?
That's what Frosty says when he comes to life. I'm trying it out.
I thought maybe you thought Cinco de Mayo was Mexico's birthday.
Happy birthday! Mexico.
How's it going down there in San Diego? Are you excited that that Doug Loves Movies will be back?
I can't wait, Doug. I'm going to cosplay this year.
What are you going to dress up as?
Groot.
So you're going from a bird of few words to a limb of even fewer words.
Yep. When are you coming here?
What's that?
When are you coming here?
I said it. I guess you were on hold, but...
Today?
No, not today. July.
Yes!
Settle down, Eddie. I'll be there July 17th, the first night, preview night, they call it, of Comic-Con in San Diego.
Okay. We've had a lot of turnover.
What does that mean?
They caught Jessa drinking people's beer after she bust the tables. So now they got in a girl, Mackenzie, and she's a bitch.
Okay, so yeah, I get it. Well, you know, it's a hot club and a hot spot, so you're going to have a lot of turnover on the employees.
Todd Glass was here last week.
Yeah?
Todd Glass was here, and uh-huh. He put a blanket over me because he said I was distracting to the audience.
I am not surprised that Todd would do that, and I hope that blanket is still there. I'm just teasing,
no,
Eddie.
Oh, you dare. Don't you dare.
Maybe just for a few minutes, just to see what that sounds like.
Okay, but never forget, I'm an eagle, so I'm the only person who can get higher than you.
I think you're the only person I know who's not a person.
Well played.
Well, thank you, Eddie. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Ka-ka!
Ka-ka! Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
Oh, so exciting to talk to Eddie. Let's talk prize bag, you guys, because I brought some stuff. I was having some Cinco de Mayo fun over at Adobe Gillis, so I got a couple big straws. You got to supply the margarita. I got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Got a cute little hat that says Magical Butter on it. It's real soft and nice. Got a Doug Loves Movies sticker. We got a... sippy cup that I got when I saw I got this one at Oklahoma. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, person who follows my Twitter. And then from our friends at Glass Action, you can contact them and get anything you want made into a nightlight. And so they're always making me nightlights, and I appreciate it. And so here's a really nice Doug Loves Movies nightlight. I love it, but I'm giving it away. It's in the bag. I was just in, I did a 420 show in Boston, so I brought you guys a copy of a book about Boston. Now you're dying to read up about it. And then I've also got from Rockin' Pins. You can get these at rockinpins.com, a little Doug Benson pin. Yeah. A few folks walked away with those yesterday. They're only $10, cash only. If you have a 20, just get two. We'll be doing that after the show. But also, there's going to be stuff contributed to the bag by my three guests. Shall I bring them out here now? I'm so happy they're all in town. Please. This is like the weirdest PowerPoint presentation. Z is for xenophobia. Let's talk about it. Assholes. I'm not even going to say that word. This is the dumbest bit I'm doing. All right. So... Please give it up for Chad Daniels, Greg Fitzsimmons, and Dan Van Kirk. right. It feels like you guys are going to be let down with what's coming up next. That was so exciting. But let's meet them individually, starting with the man to my left, Mr. Chad Daniels.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Yeah, this is exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
They're playing kickball outside on the hockey rink.
Well, it's AstroTurf for this. It's seasonal. It'll be a hockey rink in the winter.
Well, okay. I don't know how it works here.
I would join them if they were doing that in a hockey rink. There's not enough balls in hockey.
Yeah, that's
except
that's
for the ones on all the people who play it. We
so
just
many...
saw a guy get hit in the neck so hard.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I know you guys were in here getting ready for this show. I don't know what Captain America was up to. I can't believe you're in the front row. Appreciate you coming out. Shouldn't you be in the 40s somewhere? Might be a spoiler. Hey, Chad. What's going on with you, Chad? You got a new thing coming out?
Yeah, I have a new special on Amazon Prime called Dad Chaniels.
There you go.
That's it.
I've seen it, and it's outstanding.
Well, thank you.
It's great.
That's nice of you to say.
All right, Chad, get ready for Greg's plug. See if you could quid pro quo that shit.
Well, whatever he says, I've already seen it.
It's my penis. I'm going to talk about my penis.
There he is in the middle, everybody. It's Greg Fitzsimmons.
It's great to be here in almost Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Chicago landish.
Yep.
Yeah, I always have a really nice time out here. This club is perfect.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it really is. And it is Chicago is always funny when you're going from here into the city. Like I can remember coming in years ago and your traffic reports are cryptic. It's like traffic is backed up to the post office. That's literally a thing they say. The post office and the water tower. And you're like, that's not on my map. I don't have a post office on here.
It's exciting that you're still running around with maps. Got some sort of cartographer on our hands.
That's actually how old that joke is. He's been doing it.
Special was okay. Wasn't great. I mean, it was. He tried really hard.
He had me a dad, but lost me at Chaniels. And also joining us today is Dan Van Kirk.
Hello.
There's someone with a wrist guard in the front row whistling.
I'll
with a wrist
it.
Guard.
I'll
wrist
take it. Thank
yeah,
you
great.
Very much for preparing yourself for whistling. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm nice.
That's great, my friend.
I'm feeling nice.
Yeah.
Weed's pretty good here. Can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, well, you got some something coming up that we should know about?
I do. We're probably going to drop this tomorrow, I imagine-ish. Tuesday.
This will be out tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday, the 7th of May, I will be doing a live Dumb People Town, the Sklar Brothers and myself, obviously. And we will be joined by Amy Mann, Tim Heidecker, and John C. Reilly.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's at the Largo in Los Angeles.
You guys get way better guests than I get.
You know, there's a lot of other shows at 420 that I could be doing right now.
That was a compliment to me and an insult to me.
Yes.
By the way, I'm sorry.
No, you go, my
friend. Where's that show at, Dan? Largo?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play shit. I'm going to be in Atlanta, D.C., Tampa, and Oxnard.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's a familiar route.
How do you think...
A good agent. I have a
Chad,
good agent.
How do you think those shows are going to go?
I think they're going to go really great.
Well, I have a map so I can find them.
Oxnard, you just drive until you see that ox. It's never facing towards you.
Yep. If you hit the nard, you went way too far.
Don't hit the nard. All right, let's talk prize bag. Chad Daniels, ooh, what, do you,
see,
what do you have for
I
us?
I brought too much shit, I guess. I bought so much stuff.
Well,
so
people love stuff.
I got last month's HGTV magazine.
Okay. Nobody needs that. Oh, Dan wants it. Dan's going to take it. I should mention that when you're on stage, anything that anybody brings, if you want it, you can have it. We get
great.
First dibs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You know. I mean,
if there's a 4-page bio on Dr. Or not Dr., just regular Scott... What's his name? Drew Scott? Adam Scott? Property Brothers. I love that show.
Dan, are you all right? Do you need medical attention?
I'm really excited about this magazine. I've been looking to get into a closed concept home for a while.
All right, well, while Dan's looking at that, say the other stuff.
I have some unopened Cottonelle flushable wipes. It's a 10 count. Last night I was in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State, and somebody shit their pants at the show.
You're going to need all 10
for that. Is
that
why this is it unopened? Because they just used the packaging?
Well, it's unopened because I bought them. It inspired me to buy flushable wipes.
As soon as someone shit themselves at your show, you're like, I should just bring...
I was like, Walgreens, I'm coming for you.
Okay.
You brought up David Huntsberger earlier on. This is his comic book that it's so funny and so great. So I brought
that. It's just perfect.
It is just perfect.
According to the title.
That's the name of it. I brought a white chocolate Reese's egg.
Oh.
Which I think is the perfect ratio.
I'm telling you.
I brought one Crest.
So good.
One Crest white strips just in case you want to try it. And figure out if it's for you or not.
Is white chocolate cultural appropriation?
Does that mean fucking delicious? Because then,
hell
yes.
Yeah.
Also brought the Holy Bible that was placed in my room by the Gideons in memory of something. It doesn't, they...
AKA the original fan fiction.
Yeah. They ran out of space... And then as a bookmark in here, from that new special that was just okay, is a bumper sticker that says, drive safe, don't rape.
That's some Old Testament shit right there.
And I... And,
For the listener at home, Doug held it up like he was a round card girl at an MMA fight.
And then I put it in the...
Do it, Doug. That was worth it.
And I put it in the page where, to me, the funniest thing in the Bible is Genesis 43:23. It says, your God, the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks, and I've never laughed so fucking hard in my life. So there you go.
Wow.
It's just a real funny phrase in the Bible.
It's my second favorite part of Genesis. First one, Abacab. All right, that was a lull. That was a lull for this crowd.
Do they call the numbering system in the Bible? What is that?
The verses.
Verses. Do they count down to the best one each time?
Usually not.
Do they build to number one?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chad. You did bring too much.
That's fair. I tried to tell
Greg
you.
Greg brought just the right amount. What'd you bring, Greg?
I brought one thing, and it's a very special thing, and someone yelled it when I walked on stage, so I have to find out who they are. I was in Boston many years ago, and a woman called up the comedy club in Boston, and I believe she was an overweight black woman for the sake of the show, and she says, who's on the show tonight? She was from the 1870s. And they said, well, it's Jackie Flynn, Anthony Clark, and Greg Fitzsimmons. And she said, is Grapefruit Simmons the headliner?
Put it on, put it on.
Put it on.
You don't have to really put it on. I just thought it was a funny twist. But that's a great shirt.
That's great.
Thank you so much for bringing it.
Of course.
Good job. Dan, what do you got?
I'm going to give back the magazine, but to prove I'm right, Drew and Jonathan Scott right here on the back cover. And there's a quiz that says, your episode of House Hunters just aired. When are you getting a divorce?
Thank you for not reading my answer
right.
that I checked off on there.
I got to give credit where credit is due. My contributions to the gift bag were provided by a very good friend of mine by the name of James Mannon, who is here today. James said, I have really good things for you to give for the bag. And I said, at this point, I'm going to get a bit out of it being bad. So he's not, no, they're great. First off, promoting a friend of ours and a friend of the show. It's a headband from the one and only Colt Cabana. And then, is this autographed, James?
Yes.
It's an autographed.
Yes.
It's an autographed picture from one half of one of the greatest comedy bits, in my opinion, of all time. It is an autographed picture of and by Jerry the King Lawler. Yes.
That is nice. You brought it's a nice little wrestling package.
So cool.
I like it. Thanks, dude.
And if you don't know the bit I'm talking about, you need to know more about comedy.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to mansplain it, but I'm not going to. But I am going to wear this headband.
Nice.
Don't you tell me to turn it over. I want upside down people to be able to read it. All right, somebody's winning all of that tonight. But
wow.
Before, yeah. Just one person, unless that one person is a, you know, very giving individual. What you do with this stuff once you have it. Like if you want to give Dan the magazine, I think he still really wants it even though he gave it back.
I need to know what happens to Christina and Flip or Flop. I need to know. I'm deep in HGTV.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You got the references, I guess.
Oh. Love it or list it, they always fucking love it.
Chad Daniels, hardball question coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. Name the top three things that happened in it that you probably shouldn't say.
Oh, David Gale dies at the end. You ever seen the movie Life of David Gale?
The Kevin Spacey thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I did see it.
A lady at a show in Columbus, Missouri heckled me at the show. Then the next day I went to Life of David Gale and she yelled at me. She goes, that's the comedian, that motherfucker. And she goes, David Gale's probably funnier than you. And I said, are you going to that movie? And she said, I sure am. And then I told her what happened.
Oh my God. That's a great plan for any time. Just have a spoiler ready. And then hopefully the heckler it'll actually be impactful to that person. But the life of David Gale, she's got interesting taste in movies. Because nobody liked that movie, right? I think everyone was pre-hating Kevin Spacey. Because he tried too hard, like even before he got, you know, before everybody knows that he's horrible, he like made a series of movies where it just was clear he was trying to win an Oscar. Like he would shoot
Capex.
Yeah, he always played these weird, you know, characters and you know just different kinds of things that you know stretched his. I don't know why I'm talking about this. But do you like the Endgame?
I did. If you want to lose all faith in humanity, go to a movie on opening night. Jesus Christ.
It is a bit of a zoo.
It's an action movie. You know there's going to be explosions. Time when you open your fucking candy. How hard is that shit? How hard is it?
You're 100% right.
It's absurd. And
it really does make... There's a lot of sadness and sad scenes in the movie, and it makes them seem even longer because of all the fucking popcorn chewing.
Yeah.
And
it's
the, and the wrapper opening. There was a guy still chewing on popcorn. It's a 3-hour movie, and he didn't finish his popcorn by the end of the movie.
Don't trust that person.
There was a guy when I went to the movie... who started walking down the stairs, then as soon as he turned the corner when you couldn't see him anymore, you could hear him running. Then he came back in and he goes, sorry guys, shit my pants. That's two pant shit stories in the last 3 weeks.
When I went and saw Endgame, at the very end, it goes, the movie ends, we've all been on this journey together, we go through the entire credits, house lights come up, this woman in, I don't know, mid-60s, walks down the steps like she's leaving, stops, turns back to the people nearest to her and goes, well, I guess that's why they don't want us to spoil it, and then walks out. And I'm like, because something happens in it? None of this logic makes sense. And I don't think she knew the people she was talking to.
We were waiting around for a potential trailer for something.
I know.
And then all these high school kids came to clean up the theater and they were like, there's no fucking trailer. Get out of here.
Yeah, it got out there pretty fast that there were no bonus scenes at the end. So I was grateful for that.
But there is a something.
What?
There is a something. I don't want to give away what it is, but I'll tell you after the show. So some people know, right, that there is a... Yes, there is a something.
Doesn't sound exciting.
It's more of a nod. Yeah? For the listener at home, Doug and I did that to each other.
And half the audience just nodded.
It's true.
Is it a Stan Lee thing?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Because I love the you know... what is up? Maybe mm-hmm. the final Stan Lee
yeah, it is.
Appearance. Yeah. Yeah, well.
Hmm. Did somebody just go, oh, oh, an old guy died?
No,
I mean, that's how it works.
Chad, they don't even know that. They're like, they cut him out of all future movies? What?
Maybe she knows somebody with a puppy named Stan Lee. Or Stanley. Greg, what do you got for us? What was the last movie you saw?
It's been a while.
But I can still remember just the way. Sorry, every time.
The last one, I went kicking and screaming to A Star Is Born because my family wanted to go. I wanted to go see Bohemian Rhapsody. And so we went to the theater, and we're watching this movie, Star Is Born, and I'm fucking hating it. And then, not to spoil it, but... if you haven't seen it, I'm going to spoil it. The guy fucking hangs himself. And we're sitting there, and there's this long Lady Gaga is
the
drawing
dog lives,
it out.
Though. The dog lives.
Dog lives. And she's dragging it out, and she's sad, and she's hanging around the house, and she's sitting there just looking at nothing. And then all of a sudden, from the next theater, with paper-thin walls, we will rock you. We will rock you. I think that would have cheered her up if she heard that at that moment in the movie.
Hey, we will rock you.
Just Sam Elliott.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can I touch your face?
I stole your voice.
I don't know why. It's a terrible
voice.
Can I
take off your eyebrow? Can I give you a nice French bikini wax?
he really is creepy.
Yep.
But then they fall in love, so it's okay.
Yep.
Works out.
Yeah.
But I love A Star Is Born. I can watch it endlessly. But part of what I love about it is how crazy and weird it is. Like, there's several points where the subject of where he's born and where he's going come up, and they keep saying Arizona. They never say a city in Arizona. You don't say I'm going to perform in Arizona and don't get a backup question, usually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's always just like, let's go to Arizona. Well, where in Arizona? Arizona.
Yeah.
They have a show in Arizona. He says he's from Arizona, and they never say a specific city, and I don't know why.
It's the area where the Roadrunner used to run. Just generic cactus, tumbleweed, Roadrunner.
I think if you like the songs, there are no boring parts. But if you don't want to sit through all those songs, then it's probably not for you. You like Queen songs better.
I do.
Yeah.
And a part of it was Lady Gaga really is such a big star, and I love her so much that I couldn't get lost in her being an actress. I was just aware that it was her the whole time.
Right. Well, also, she's spending the whole time going, how can I become famous?
Yeah, right.
With this nose, no chance. Holy shit. Yeah. I wish my nose was that famous.
I stole your nose.
You want it back, you're going to have to get it. You want it back, it's right here. No, you don't get it.
Yep. Now it's under the sofa.
Dan?
Yes.
What was the last movie you saw?
Edge of Tomorrow. The movie is.
You mean Live, Die, Repeat?
Yes. Criminally underappreciated. It is such a fun movie.
Yeah. I think people generally loved it.
It bombed at the box office.
No, it didn't.
No, I'm pretty sure it did.
No, it didn't.
When somebody's unsure of themselves, they're just, I think it did.
I don't think it did that bad. I thought it was pretty popular, but I don't know.
I loved it. Yeah. I saw it yesterday, and I thought it was great.
I don't think Emily Blunt would get the Mary Poppins gig if she was in unpopular movies.
Come on.
Yeah. Think about that. And take a spoonful full of sugar.
What is an unpopular Emily Blunt movie?
That was a... Oh, what is?
Yeah.
I don't know. The 5-year engagement?
Man, you fucking love movies.
I thought that movie was better than people gave it credit for. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian Posehn plays a pickle merchant.
Worth
all right,
it right
there. So...
Sounds like a gay pimp.
I don't think Posehn's that crazy of a name. All right, so turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. We got lots of name tags. For Chad Daniels. We got lots of great name tags, some less great ones. But just go pick the one you want, the one you like.
Right, who yelled
there's
out Grapefruit Simmons?
There's some Pez on a couple of them over there. And while you guys do that,
is that you?
We'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
I mean, who else can enjoy that?
Today's show is brought to you by SiriusXM. If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. SiriusXM brings you the deepest variety of commercial-free music for every genre and for every mood. When you hear the biggest names in talk, entertainment, and comedy, where you get news from every source, a lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/DLM to see offer details and subscribe. For $1, you can listen to SiriusXM on your phone, at home, and online. So anywhere you are, any time of day, you can hear your favorite songs or discover new ones. Go to Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, XM.com/DLM and get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for $1. See offer details. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Oh, I like Dan's. I like Dan's a lot. Who are you playing on behalf of, Dan?
Jurassic Mike.
Okay.
Looks like your poster has testicles.
I'll take it.
Two big bags full of that sweet, sweet candy. Yuck. What do you got there? Some Reese's and some Starburst?
Yeah, they're fucking cups, not pieces.
Yeah, I like a cup.
Get out. Get the fuck out. Who said it?
Hey, take it easy.
Get out.
Take it easy. Stop it. Just walk away. It's not worth it.
All right, so Chad's is a blank piece of cardboard.
No, we open it up. It's
okay.
Two pieces.
Here we go.
Somebody just, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it's David. Yeah. Purple Dave. I'm a Minnesota guy. I saw Prince. I grabbed the poster.
Purple Dave. I like it. And what do you got, Greg?
Thank you.
I have Moon Jaker.
Doug.
Why'd you pick that, Greg?
Because when I walked to the stage, he yelled out Grapefruit Simmons. So I figured he's the only one in the room that wants the shirt. I work backwards.
Well, I say if Chad or Dan wins, maybe the person that wins the bag, Dave, or who's yours again, Dan?
Fuck Mike. I'm sorry, Doug. I just have a real problem with Mike right now. Mike used like industrial strength packing tape. Mike, do you care about this poster? You know what? Who cares?
He doesn't care. Tear that shit up.
You made me do this, Mike. Okay, the woman who hates Reese's Pieces, you can stay if you kick Mike out.
You're so angry.
This is a joke.
You You're like the guy that walks around the gym and grunts before he benches.
Oh, yeah.
What's the point of lifting if nobody's looking?
Better let everybody know how much I can lift by dropping this shit each time. Can't stand that. I always turn and look and scream.
I always offer to spot him and then don't.
I think the word you're looking for is can't.
The special was weak.
I love how you tore the bag open. Starbursts went everywhere, and this guy in the front row goes,
"It's a piñata."
Excuse me, mister. It's a piñata.
How wonderful is life if you view every bag of candy as a piñata?
I kick everything open or hit it with a bat. But, yeah, it's a nice Cinco de Mayo touch. I love doing Doug Loves Movies on a holiday like Cinco de Mayo because then people listen to it the next day. So it's, people are way over this holiday by the time they listen to it. But it's still fun. It's still fun to do a show on Cinco de Mayo. Which flavor did you get, Greg?
I'm eating the Reese's Cups because I prefer them. I love Reese's Cups.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're real good.
They are great.
Anyone?
They're okay.
Figure out how many calories are in one little one.
They're just better in pieces.
Too many, right?
It says 110.
Per candy?
Per serving, 110.
How many servings are in that bag?
50.
Also, Mike, who buys Starburst without the orange flavor?
That's possible to do?
If you hate yourself.
I just hate how the orange flavor just tastes like I'm eating an orange. I want candy, damn it. All right, so the first game we're going to play to eventually determine who wins all the prizes is something called... Chad, could you sit back in your seat a little bit?
I'd love to. Are you nervous?
I just want to see the other guests.
Oh. Sorry about these tits. I've been eating Reese's peanut butter cups at 110 calories a pop.
Holy shit. And then bench pressing a lot.
Oopsie daisies.
All right. So this first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to list the characters that are listed in the end credits of a movie, according to IMDb. And you guys just guess as often as you like until somebody figures out what movie it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Only guess if you're on stage, please. And that means those of you who have your feet up on the stage, that doesn't count. Or your leftovers. Just got somebody's food on the stage. What was that? The bag down there. Is that food? Yeah, what was it? Quesadillas. They gave you too much or you're just stocking up?
Did you get a little brisket in there or what'd you? I asked you a question. What's in there? Oh, you just went the case. You know what? I respect you.
You got to check out Dan Live. His crowd work's amazing.
Yep.
Look at me.
Yep. We divide the audience up into who likes Chip and Joanna Gaines and who doesn't. Then we talk food.
All right, here we go.
Is this far enough back?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Thank you.
It's also probably good for your back to have that there.
I'm crossing my arms to keep my tits in.
It wasn't your tits. It was your whole body was in the way.
My whole body's tits.
Some dude goes, yeah, it is. Jesus Christ.
Sir, the lotion in the basket. You and Mike are out.
Okay, here we go. Characters welcome. This movie.
The Three Amigos.
I love a good pre-guest. Does anybody else have a pre-guest? No, they're good.
Mm-mm.
Couldn't think of any movies. Your mind is blank, waiting for the information to come in.
The Three Amigos was such a good guess.
Thanks, buddy.
And I refuse to go next.
Me and Chad, by the way, had an argument backstage about who's worse at Doug Loves Movies. It's a race to the bottom.
This is Dan's to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess him and Michael kiss and make up if that happens. Hotel clerk.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
The Machete.
Home Alone Part 2.
Full title.
Dunstan Checks In.
That's not the full title.
Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
No.
I want you to know something. That's the only, that's the closest I'm coming to getting one right.
Woman in Elevator.
Pretty Woman.
That's a good guess.
Pretty Woman in Elevator.
Nobody went to the sequel.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
There's a person who gets the credit in this movie, Fat Man. Maybe I said it wrong, Fat Man.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
He didn't say no.
What kind of tits does this guy have?
Pretty sure they're fat, man. Italian waiter. Well, this next one, I don't even know what this means.
Ocean's 11. No. Ocean's...
No.
13?
No. Do you want to do them all?
Nope.
Bowtie driver. I'm pretty sure he just wears a bow tie and drives a car. I don't think he drives a bow tie. There's someone else in this movie called Scoop.
Scoop?
Scoop.
Casino Royale.
That's what I was thinking, too.
There's just one scoop in this movie, so it's not...
Quantum of Solace.
Speed.
It's not Raisin Bran.
Yeah, I said Speed. You fucking watch it.
Beverly Hills Cop.
There was a lot of people in that elevator, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if they listed them individually.
Here we go. Here's some first and last names for you guys to latch on to.
Okay.
This movie's got someone in it named George Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I bet some people in the audience know it now. It's also got Oscar Wallace, Jim Malone.
Magnolia.
Greg, are you pretending to think too?
I'm looking. I was scanning the audience to see if faces looked like they knew it so I would feel better about myself.
Sideways.
This one's definitely giving away for
okay.
some people. Al Capone.
Mobsters.
Boardwalk
Untouchables.
The Untouchables.
Ah.
Chad Daniels with the Untouchables.
What? Oh, I get it. Chicago.
You stepped up. When I said you're right, I was going to go, that's the Chicago way. But Elliot Ness was the last name I was going to say. Mm. That should have really given it away if you didn't get it on that. But good job, Chad.
Thank you so much.
You won that game.
Thank you. I love it here in the windy titty. Come on. Don't you dare.
Let's play another game. This one is called, it's brand new. Oh! but it is similar to previous games. This game is called Crisscross. I was inspired because I was watching Jimmy Fallon recently, The Tonight Show, and he had a couple gentlemen on the show, one of whom put out the notion that he cannot tell the difference between Chris Evans, Chris Pine, and Chris Pratt. I know, it's crazy. I could tell the difference because two of them have been on this show. So I know who that third one is. He's a great white whale that I'm trying to land. I don't care if he does the show, but I'm going to name a movie. I'll go to you individually on this one. So we'll start with Chad, then we'll go to Greg, and then Dan.
I might be good at this because I've masturbated to all three of those dudes. And as I finish, I just go, it's a piñata.
Were they hard to kidnap? Oh, you meant on screen. Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, give me the names again.
Pine, Pratt, or Evans.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and we'll start with Chad. So I'm going to say the name of a movie to Chad. He's going to guess one of those three. I hope he can name one of those three. And then if he gets it wrong, it'll move to you, Greg. And if you get it wrong, it'll move to Dan. And by that point, the answer should be obvious. But you never know. All right, Chad. You are first. The film is called The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement.
Pine.
Pine, Pratt, or Evans?
Pine.
Pine is correct.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think you were playing possum back in the green room.
No shit.
I wasn't playing possum. That's just a go-to movie when I'm lonely.
Okay.
Chad Daniels, the guy at the bar who's never played pool.
Right. And the virgin.
Why do you? What does that do if you show up at a bar and announce you're a virgin?
No, it's just a girl at Arizona State University. She's a senior in a sorority, and she tells you she's a virgin.
So that you'll let her win at pool.
Name the movie.
That's from a movie?
Accused.
Oh. Wait, that's Pinball, not...
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of
that's
Nell.
That's a weird thing to not remember from that movie, whether she was attacked on a pinball machine or a pool table.
It was a pool table, wasn't it?
No, it was a pinball machine.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah, pool tables don't tilt when you shake them. To younger listeners, that probably sentence probably doesn't make any sense, but when you would shake a pinball machine, it would stop. It would shut down, and it was called tilting it. It would say you tilted it. Mm. It was also a great Brooke Shields movie called Tilt. Yep, I'm old. Here we go. Greg, you get this next one.
Okay.
You get first shot at this. Which one of those dudes, Pine, Pratt, or Evans, was in a movie called Confession?
Oh, Evans.
No, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Was it Pine?
I love that, though, because if it's the right answer, he just sounds like he got it. Yeah. He really, you know, when it's multiple choice, go ahead. Go confident.
Yeah.
Dan?
I will guess Pine.
You're going Pine?
Yeah.
Let me look. That is correct. Okay, here's a new one for Chad. It's a movie called Carriers. Carriers.
Evans.
I don't know what they're carrying. I've never seen it.
I'm going to go Evans.
Incorrect. Greg.
It's Pratt.
Greg is going.
Pratt.
Greg is confident about Pratt.
It's Pratt.
Incorrect. Dan?
I think I'm going to go Evans.
Oh! You're all wrong. It was Pine.
Oh. See, you never know what's going to happen.
What were your SAT scores?
It's fun you assumed I took it. This is Illinois, baby. ACT all the way.
Oh, wow.
And I got an 11.
Well, that's a really different point system.
Oh, yeah. 11's like probably near the top.
All right, so we're back over here to you, Chad. This next one is called Blind Dating.
I mean, it's been Pine so many times, right? I'm going to go Evans.
Nope.
You dummy, it's Pine.
That is right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Thank you.
Greg Fitzsimmons is on the board. We got a three-way tie. We got
You're
ourselves
welcome.
A shooting match. Dan, you got to start this one off.
Okay.
It's a movie called Bottle Shock.
Bottle Shock.
Was the response from the audience.
Pine.
That is correct. All right, Chad.
I hate it so much.
Which one was in a movie called Small Town Saturday Night?
Oh, man. Because this is where he flips it. This is where he flips it. But I'm going to say fucking... I'm going to say Pine.
How about just know the answer for once in your life? Why does it always have to be clever guessing?
Oh, God, this feels just like my divorce.
Chris Pine is correct.
Yeah, you know it!
Nice.
You ready, Greg?
Am I ready?
The movie is called Celeste and Jesse, or it might be a plus... Celeste plus Jesse forever.
It's Celeste plus Jesse forever, and it's Evans.
No. You're half right, I guess. Dan?
This does feel like the time you might have done it. But,
done what?
Like flipped it around. I'm going to go Pine.
Yeah, it's Pine.
And that is how you
get it done!
I don't approve of that. Hi, Chad.
Hi.
Hi. The movies.
Pine.
Is that really how you want to play this?
I'll listen to the movie.
How many fucking rounds of this are we going to do? Did you not think of any other games for today?
Somebody doesn't like losing.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just playing long enough so you can catch up. Chad, the movie is called... gem and the holograms.
Wow. The fuck was that? People were dry heaving and shit.
That noise meant the women know that answer. Jim and the holograms. It's a real thing, Greg.
Hmm. It's me. This is me. Don't you dare answer.
What do you mean it's a real thing? Do you think I was a hologram denier?
Most men are. It's a little seen by dudes, this movie. But what do you got?
I'm going to go... I don't think Pratt was in movies. I'm going to go Pine.
No.
It's okay. I knew it was going to happen to me.
Pine. Pratt.
That's right.
Thank you! Pine.
You're gaining on him, Greg. Don't get disqualified for beating one of the other players. Attempt at a Kentucky Derby joke. All right.
I bumped Chad on that
last
one.
Yeah, you bumped him. Dan?
Yep. I'm definitely paying attention.
The movie's called Z for Zachariah.
Ooh. Evans.
Nope.
God damn it.
Do it.
Pine.
Yes, it's Pine. And that means Chad Daniels won that game. If he gets through this tiebreaker against Dan... Yeah, I just looked down and saw. Oh no, he doesn't. You guys have three each, so we gotta break this tie.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, Greg, sit this one out.
I get what a tiebreaker is. You didn't have to highlight that I'm out.
We could
Maybe
let him
you should
at.
Leave for a little bit. let us finish this game without you. Go sell some of your papers.
You're really good at podcasting.
For the listener at home, Greg has an entire stack of Chicago Tribunes that we have not talked about up until this moment in the show.
He's a hoarder who travels. All right, so between Dan and Chad, I'm going to say title of a movie, and just whichever one of you blurts out the correct person that's in it.
Okay.
Of those three. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Pine. Evans. Pratt. It's Chris Pratt. It actually is Chris Pratt.
No, it's Chris Pine.
Damn it.
But that's the first one you said, so you win. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it.
Chad was so slow, you could have just yelled all three names quickly.
I did. And I not quickly, though.
He's trying to let him wear himself out. Little rope-a-dope.
Pine Pratt Evans. All right, so Dan wins that game, and he gets to go first in our final game. But before we play that, I've got to ask this audience if anybody has a hankering for a Starburst candy. Just close your hand when it hits it. Oh, that was my fault. That one was my fault.
You can tell which ones are the White Sox fans and which are the Cubs fans.
Oh.
You got it,
there
lady. Where are
any
you?
Oranges.
Where are you, lady? You're
She's
getting an orange
over
one.
There.
Now look, when we land, there's another group waiting to get on this plane. So please pick up all your Starbursts before you leave.
Who wants an orange one? It's called a Reese's. Reese's Cups, baby.
We got a side over here that's upset that they don't got any Reese's.
Why the fuck? This is the new way to do parades. Just everybody into one room and then you throw them the candy.
And I'll say a lot of things about your crowds. They are film buffs, intelligent, slightly geeky, not good catchers. Not very athletic in general.
It's just a bunch of pitchers.
It's not a rock. It's not a fucking rock. Hey, I brought bricks for the prize bay.
She was like, there's no Reese's peanut butter cups on this side. And then you underhand one. Jesus.
Right.
I'd understand if it was PC's.
I don't like pronouncing it any way that rhymes with feces.
Well, that's the rule.
All right, we're going to play one more game, and it's going to determine the winner today. This is the one for all the prizes for one person. And the game is called Last Man Stanton. This is where we'll all take turns naming movies that a person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you do have one lifeline. The person whose name tag you chose, if you didn't rip it up, if you remember with the name that was written on it, Mike, right?
I think it was.
Yeah, you'll go to Mike.
I'm counting on you, Purple Dave.
And here's a new wrinkle that we're having no fun with so far, but I expect it might be fun someday. You get one call a celebrity.
Really?
Yeah, so if your lifeline craps out of you, it's only if your lifeline doesn't have an answer, but if your lifeline fails you, you can go to your phone and call anybody you want, but we've preferred to be a celebrity because that'd be exciting. Jim Norton called Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm going to have a problem. I don't know any celebrities and my phone is in the green room.
Oh, you know what, though? I'll let you go grab your phone if it comes up, and you can just call me.
Perfect.
That's great.
I mean, you know, pseudo-celebrity. Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a good call.
And you know he's going to have to use it because he sucks.
The special was not strong.
All right, so for this game, we need a suggestion, and I pre-selected somebody from the internet. This person, I think it's a dude, wrote to me on Instagram, and the name is RKSAK66. Yeah? Can you tell us your actual name? Ryan? Does that fit into that anywhere? Is the R in that is for Ryan? Okay. What's that?
Don't know anymore.
His last name is Kostelniak.
That's because we're near Chicago. He probably fucking bitches about old Irving Park all the time.
You got a big dick? Let me work it. That sounds like your name. Your name
He's
is a
right.
lyric.
He's right, yeah. Missy Elliott put your name in a song, dude.
Wait, how do you say it? What is it?
Oh, my God.
It's like you're daring people to try to say it back to you.
Right.
Where are the bodies buried?
He uses the same tone as when he speaks to his grandmother. Right? Am I right? I told you.
Yeah. Dan, you are like speaking to a deaf person.
I don't know. We got some dig off we arrested named Koshna Tischik or some shit like that.
All right, but we'll call you Ryan for simplicity's sake. It's an easy one. And what is your suggestion for today, sir? Oh, shit. You wrote to me on Twitter saying that you had a great suggestion for Cinco de Mayo. So I guess that's great for that. What do you think, guys? You think we can...
I have two.
I'm out.
This would probably end pretty fast, right?
I don't know.
I mean, Danny Trejo, great character actor. He's been in a ton of shit, but, you know, he's only starred as the main character a few times.
Right.
So he's a tough one. Let's get a backup. Raise your hand if you have... It doesn't have to be Cinco de Mayo themed. Here, this gentleman right here. What's your name? What's your name?
Tom.
And your suggestion is Danny DeVito? Okay, no. What's your name? I'm just joking around. That's a great one. So we're going to do the films of Danny Trejo and...
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Well, Danny, this seems like this is right down your wheelhouse.
You'd think, but it is not.
You don't got it? You know,
I think maybe
you
know
four, a lot of Danny movies.
Four All Danny right. DeVitos.
So you won that last one there, Dan. So then we'll go from you to Greg and then to Chad and then me. I'll play along, but I can't win. It's whoever lasts the longest between you three. Here we go. Dan.
Mm-hmm.
The films of Trevito.
Okay. I will go with Machete.
I like
Don't
it.
Clap for that shit. I said it earlier.
Yeah, but you were talking about cutting somebody.
That's true.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Wait, did Chad go?
No, we're reverse order. Switch around.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it was called Greed or Greedy People.
Now, here's the thing, Greg. You don't want to say a wildly inaccurate guess on your first try. You want to take a moment, think about the body of work, the small body of work. Trejo's shorter than you'd think, too.
Yeah.
He's not that tall. But just think about it for a second. You go to your lifeline, but what you said was nonsense.
There's a victory.
I think you touched on a theme of several of his films.
It was a movie about he was a greedy guy, and he went to Providence, and he was like one of those guys that buys companies and then runs them into the ground. He was in a limo. Anyway, Jake.
This is fast.
Matilda.
He's going Matilda.
First round, lifeline. Nobody's ever done that before.
You know what? I'm so excited about who you're going to call. You're still in the game. That'll be your next lifeline is the phone call. Chad?
Twins.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Oh, what's that one where he's really greedy? I'm pretty sure it's called Other People's Money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think in this case it's going to be other people's prizes for me.
Oh, Danny boy.
It's the perfect holiday for it.
I like the next line of that song. The pipes are calling. Because pipes are always calling me.
I'm named after that song.
For reals?
Yes, that's the song I'm named
you're,
after.
That's
song.
Why you're named Danny Boy Van Kirk?
Uh-huh. I shortened it to Daniel.
What's your birthday?
August 5th.
Okay.
My response is great. Okay. seems legit.
I will go with.
Secret Greg is the worst bartender.
What's your trouble, son? Then I go down to the other end of the bar, take an order.
I will go with Batman Returns.
Oh, very good.
That was very good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It was kind of a generic penguin. All the penguins do that.
It's true.
All right, I'm calling my lifeline.
Here we go. He's trying to get Bob Saget on the phone.
Oh, I want...
Yeah, don't make it private. Ooh, it's ringing. Does he pick up when you call?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He'll know a DeVito movie. He probably directed him in one. Shh. Come on. Come on, Saget.
It's embarrassing. He doesn't even have a show on the air right now.
I can't come to the phone. Please leave a message.
Leave him a message.
All right, Bob, it's Greg Fitzsimmons. Call me back. I really need you to answer a question. I'm on Doug Loves Movies. And we're in Chicago, and you're allowed to call one celebrity as your lifeline. And I chose you because normally you pick up the phone when I call. But maybe you're hanging out with Jeff Ross at a steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Call me back. All right, man. I love you.
Okay, so you're out, but if he calls back...
I'm back in.
You're back in.
All right, go.
So I don't know any celebrities, but can I make up a name and have someone not answer to? Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's what... Idiot, you should have said the name of a celebrity, called somebody you know isn't going to pick up.
My phone's on airplane mode in there. I'm a pro, you guys.
Oh, yeah, you left it in the... in the back there, if anybody wants to steal a phone. So you don't have another DeVito or Trejo?
Oh, I'm going to try.
Oh, okay.
Go War of the Roses.
Yes. That's a good one.
Are the people not clapping? Did they know that? Because that's horseshit.
What's that?
I just don't think all the people not clapping, not enthused... I don't think they knew War of the Roses, and they're sitting there like they're fucking king shit, and I don't like it.
People do. People live in a rarefied air who've never heard of that movie. I loved it when I saw it a long time ago. It's really dark and disturbing, and I want to watch it again. Great story. You know what I'll never watch again? Because it's boring. I don't care where the fuck he went. Hoffa. Dan? Got some cattle in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Answer.
What do you got?
Answer it.
What do you got, Mike?
Oh, he's going to Mike. Lifeline Mike.
Oh.
Danny Trejo's in Badass.
Great.
You going with that?
Is that the full title?
Is that the full title, Mike?
Oh, it's just bad. Oh, you're saying it's Badass.
What?
I misheard you. Okay.
It's called Badass.
Yep, I'm going to go with Badass.
What'd you think he said?
I thought there was a movie called Danny Trejo is a Badass. Which, hold on. Completely plausible.
Yeah, I think that's entitled. If that's the title and he's the star, that's implied that he's the Badass. Greg, any word from Bob?
No, I'd like to call a second celebrity. All right. Let's see if he answers.
Who you got? Are you not going to tell us this time?
Oh. No.
We'll keep it quiet. We'll see if he answers.
That's not fair.
We know it's a man. We know it's someone
else. Hello?
Nick.
What's up, dude?
Nick Swartzen, everybody.
All right, I'm in Chicago at Zany's, and we're playing Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, nice.
So if you get stumped on a question, each contestant can call a celebrity lifeline to help get an answer.
Okay.
You're one of the. You are truly one of my smart.
Why did you call me?
But you're a very smart guy. You have.
I'm kidding. What? Yeah. What's going on? How high is Doug? How high is Doug right now?
Put him on this.
How high are you, Doug?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
How great was Sandman on SNL last night?
I thought he was incredible.
Yeah, that was a great show. Yeah, he did a great job.
Really great.
I think they should have him, you know, like host, every season. Like, you know, like enough Alec Baldwin.
They should just rehire.
Or they should be on together and do Canteen Boy again. It's really good time for that sketch. Okay, yeah, so Greg's going to ask you a question, Nick.
Okay.
All right, I need the name of a movie that Danny DeVito is in or Danny Trejo.
Or Danny Trejo. Danny DeVito, Death to Smoochie, Danny Trejo, Machete.
That works. Oh, that yeah. works.
Well, you saved me. I was kicked out of the game, and now I'm back in again.
I've been kicked out of bars, and you've got me back.
All right, so you earned a plug. Is there anything you want to promote on Doug Loves Movies?
I'll be back in Chicago soon, and drinks on me.
Nick Swartzen, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Wow, what an offer, you guys. You take him up on it. Go up to him. Hey, I was at that... Doug Loves Movies taping? No, I didn't just listen to it. I was there. All right, so Greg's back in. What do you think of that, Chad?
Nice.
I think he should have to come up with another one.
Oh, yeah, because he has to come up with one on his own.
Because
to
he
win.
Skipped around.
Yeah. No, I get to call another celebrity next time. Because let's face it, you guys would rather that Saget or Swartzen was on the show than me. So let's see if I can keep rolling that.
What do you got, Chad?
Oh, man.
You still got your lifeline.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to go to, I think I know one, but I'm not sure exactly the title, so I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, that's
but
tricky.
I'm going to go, Dave, you think you got one?
Yeah.
Or you want me to get, oh, okay, go for one. It.
Oh, listen
Jesus
to this guy.
Jesus Christ.
You see how this is supposed to go, Mike?
I'll take DeVito.
Okay, what do you got for DeVito? He says wise guys. You say you agree?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. With Joe Piscopo and Captain Lou Albano.
Wow.
Yeah, directed by Brian De Palma.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two thumbs way up from Chicago's own Siskel and Ebert. I always remember them loving that movie and me seeing it going, what was there to like? Why did they like this? This is terrible. But all the people involved in making it are nice. I'm going to go with, what's the matter, Dan?
I just finally thought of a movie.
Oh, perfect.
And you're probably going
to
say
it. You have to wait till after me, Junior.
Oh. Doug Benson to block.
Hold on.
And that is that how you do it?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
That is not how it's supposed to go. Was that really the one?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Oh!
Saget's calling.
Guess who's back in the game?
They cannot take... I got one. If they say mine...
Hello? No, say it, Dan. Say it real quick.
Greg, is it Bob Saget? Am I too late?
No! All right, people are very excited. When I called you and you didn't answer, there was a sadness. Do you remember Star Is Born after the guy hung himself?
Yeah.
It felt like that all over again.
All right, hang on a second. Hey, Bob, it's Doug. Hang on a second. Dan, say yours, because it's
Doug,
your turn.
I love you. I love you. I
say it.
Okay.
I am going to go with L.A. Confidential.
Yeah, very good. All right. Now so talk to Bob.
So here's what we need. You're my lifeline, and we're thinking of movies starring Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo.
And who else?
Danny from Full House.
I have to send my apology. I'm getting an award in Pennsylvania for being in broadcasting, which makes me, I think, a low life form at this point. But who is this other star beside Danny DeVito? Name the name again.
Danny Trejo, pock face, Mexican LA guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like Danny Trejo. Now I know what you're saying. Can you give me another?
Any movie that Danny DeVito's in.
Oh, any movie. Twins?
Any.
Twins?
Already said.
We did that one already.
War of the Roses?
Already said. Bob and I think alike.
Oh. Let's see. These are so easy.
Do you not have a laptop in front of you?
Oh.
Or the phone you're on?
I'm getting the only thing that could have caused me doing wrong is having diarrhea. So, hold on. I am. Unfortunately, I typed diarrhea. Hold on. I'm about to literally get an award and have to give a speech.
Oh.
And here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Okay. Matilda, Twins, Dumbo.
My lifeline is getting
Batman,
a lifeline.
Batman Returns.
What is it?
The Lorax, Space Jam.
Oh,
Lorax. That's awesome. Bob Saget, everybody. Thanks, buddy. Congratulations on your award. We're proud of you.
Bye,
right,
Bob.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
All right, Greg's still in it.
I'm just so glad I don't have to resort to calling Louis C.K. That was my next call. That was gonna be my next call.
Okay, no more calls for you, Chad.
I'm gonna go. So I know he was the mom in Goonies. But I'm not going to say that one.
Come on, say it.
I feel like he's in a movie with that lady.
I think I know what you're feeling.
Do you think I'm going to throw Mama from the train?
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
And Ramsey, rest in peace. I'm going to go with, this is a pretty big one that no one has snapped up yet, Romancing the Stone. So, Dan, you're done?
Dusk Till Dawn. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes, From Dusk Till Dawn.
Now, who the fuck are you calling?
Greg's looking on his phone again. This could take all night.
Oh, my phone is ringing.
This is a good one. Not Louis. He blocked me.
Your call has been
found.
It was Tom Arnold, but he's not home.
I know.
I'm having a pretty big problem with the definition of celebrity right now.
Tom Arnold did this show one time, and I stumped him on his own movies. Like, he couldn't name people that were in movies he was in.
We call that the Roseanne years. Well, fuck you. What is that?
Do you have another one, Chad?
I'm going to try one. I don't know if this is the... there were so many Hispanic people in this movie. I did, yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm going to go with Let's The Adventures of Lava Girl and Shark Boy.
Oh.
Danny Trejo is for sure in that.
Show up in that.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. Makes sense. Another way you could have gone was the sequel to Romancing the Stone, Jewel of the Nile.
I could have.
Yeah, and do you have another one now?
I'm going to go with The Expendable. Oh.
Wait, what happened?
Let Doug play the game he wants to play, guys.
You got something, Dan?
Shark Tale.
Who's in that?
A lot of people.
There are a lot of people
in
that.
And I feel like Danny DeVito might be in it.
I don't think he is. And we got to end this thing anyway.
Fair enough.
And Chad almost said The Expendables.
I did.
I'll say Expendables 2.
And you win.
Yeah. Or Machete Kills. Yeah. Right?
I got kids at the house. I can't be watching that shit.
That's true. Yeah, somebody said Get Short. I mean, there's a ton of them, especially for Danny DeVito, but Trejo's certainly been in a lot of... Why are you guys yelling at us?
Oh, I should have gone with The Man on the Moon.
Oh. Just Man on the Moon, right?
God, and I should have gone with Andy Dick.
That has never been said before.
Chad Daniels is our winner!
Thank you so much. Who are you playing for again? Playing for Purple Dave.
Oh, yeah, Purple Dave. Where are you at, Purple Dave? Where'd you find that? Where is he?
Right back there.
Oh, there he is. Come get your stuff, dude. Here, pass it. Here, Chad, you can take it to him.
Nice work. Good one.
Dan kept the magazine.
Oh, you can have that. I'll give you
Hey,
that.
You were up on stage yesterday. Yeah, good to see you again.
There you go.
All right. Well, that was awesome. That was a real competitive game in this phone call thing. I think it's going to stick around because that you were great at that, Greg.
And I can't name any of those people's movies.
I'm excited to say that Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Brea Improv in Brea, California on Sunday, May 19th at 4:20. And it's an all fantasy everything, a crossover event. The guys from that show are going to be on my show. What do you got to plug, Dan? Promote yourself.
You can go to danielvankirk.com to see all my dates. I am on tour, which... is going on right now. I will be coming to Chicago this summer, all throughout the Midwest and the East Coast. So go to Daniel Van Kirk for those dates. If you're in Los Angeles this Tuesday the 7th, you can see me at Largo with the Sklar Brothers, Amy Mann, John C. Reilly, and Tim Heidecker. Wow. And you can listen to me on that show, or you can also listen to me on my podcast, Pen Pals, which I do with Rory Scovel.
Wow.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Well, I said my date, so I'll just plug my podcast. Yes. Fifth Dog Radio, which I think...
It's great.
All of you guys have been on. Have you been on it? All right, you're next. And then I have a new podcast with Allison Rosen called Childish. Woo! If you have kids, you may want to check it out.
Or if you're immature.
Or if you are a child. That's right.
Thanks, Greg. Chad Daniels.
I'm going to be in Arizona.
That is how you
get it done.
Let me guess, the Acme Comedy Club?
I have run right by it.
Did you guys sign your NDAs? You're not allowed to talk about this. You can't tell people to hear the show what we were actually throwing at you, etc. It's all secrets all the time. Well, thank you to all three of you guys. Do you want to do a real plug, Chad?
Sure.
Because that was fun.
I also have a podcast called Middle of Somewhere. If you want to listen to it, it's pretty fun. And then I have new special Dad Channels on Amazon Prime. You can go watch that. It's an hour.
Nice. That's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
Just an hour? Thank you to Zanies in Rosemont, O'Hara, Jason. Always great to do the show here. And hopefully the condition will continue. The tradition will continue, next year and for years to come. And thanks one more time to Dan Van Kirk, Greg Fitzsimmons, and Chad Daniels. I'll see you guys out in the lobby. Photographs are free. And as always... No shitheads anymore. Positive energy!
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, talk, comedy, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/DLM to see offer details and to subscribe. That's Sirius, SiriusXM.com/DLM. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.